This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government set to inject $40 million into the recently announced Resilience and Regeneration Fund. St. John residents call for greater business opportunities. The former Prime Minister slams government over Republic process and constitution delay. The new National Party readying itself for the call of a general election. And in England, a car plows into fans at Liverpool Parade, leaving 27 people hospitalized. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government will be pumping over $40 million into the recently announced Resilience and Regeneration Fund, joining all the citizens in the effort. The fund, designed to offset shortfalls to natural disasters and crisis in the future, started this month to collect 0.25% of all salaries in Barbados, as well as contributions to match from every business. Following the opening of the Caribbean Regional Logistics Hub and Center of Excellence at the Grantley Adams International Airport yesterday, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley said the fund was important and reminded Barbadians of its significance.
God helps those who help themselves. We need first to help ourselves. That's why the Resilience and the Regeneration Fund that we announced in March, that every Bajan who is working, every Bajan who has a company, every Bajan who is self-employed, and then of course the government will put 0.35% of GDP. What does that really mean? That we can put 0.35% of everything that is produced in the country in a year. And at this point in time, our GDP is $14 billion. So effectively, you're talking about $40-50 million a year roughly that we will put into that. And we've said to the international community we're not going to count that in our fiscal numbers because that is an insurance policy.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Residents of St. John are calling for greater entrepreneurial opportunities and increased economic activity within the parish as the Ideas Forum St. John edition got underway. Business owner Edward Ince was among the contributors, urging for more businesses to be established and that is in the parish, and to drive growth and create jobs.
We need to do more to generate more economic activity in St. John. We don't have enough businesses in St. John. A lot of people that live in St. John leave St. John on a day and travel all over Barbados to work, sometimes as far as Spitestown. And I think if there were more businesses in St. John, it would help that whole logistics of travel. I think we have to do more for ourselves, and certainly the business community, of which I'm part of in St. John, needs to come together more and look at more partnerships and bring more business to St. John.
Business owner in St. John, Edward Ince. Other residents echoed similar concerns, highlighting a shortage of opportunities for entrepreneurs. In response, Member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith, assured attendees that initiatives are already in motion to address this.
The old polyclinic, plans are in train to develop that into a vendor's mall. It should carry about 12 shops. And I already have one businessman who's interested in taking the facility at the front. The drawings are already approved for this. We're just waiting to make sure that we have the drainage problem sorted, because those of you who are familiar with the old polyclinic know that heavy rain used to cause some major flooding inside of the area. Drawings are already prepared to enhance what is at Concept Bay. We have all been asked to submit vendors' locations in our constituency. The area just below here that is known as the zone is another one that has been identified to do vending. Earlier, the chap mentioned Four Roads. That is also another location.
Member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith. Former Prime Minister Frondell Stewart says politics in Barbados is broken and has raised serious concerns about the country's transition to a republic. Speaking at a Democratic Labour Party St. Lucie branch meeting, Mr. Stewart questioned the legitimacy of the process, claiming the views of the population were not properly canvassed before the switch to a republic in November of 2021.
Our politics is broken. We declared ourselves a republic in November 2021, if you recall. At the time of so doing, the views of the population had not been canvassed, and we ended up in a situation where we were a republic, but republic as they define republic, but we did not have a republican constitution. To my certain knowledge, the government and its advisors were advised that You can't talk about being a republic and not have a constituting document, a document that sets it up. It's 2025, and we don't have that document yet. A commission was set up, and I think it is true to say that even the government is ashamed of the commission's report. There's a lot to say about that commission's report and its recommendations.
Former Prime Minister Frondell Stewart. The new National Party is already in election mode as they drum up support in constituencies across Barbados. The general election in Barbados is constitutionally due in 2027. Interim leader of the party, Kimar Stewart, told Starcom Network News they've begun canvassing in St. John, and they're also paying close attention to the constituency currently held by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley.
Well, the party is currently in preparation. Various persons across many different constituencies, including St. Michael Northeast. I'm already on the ground in St. John canvassing as we speak. I'll be there for the entire day today, and we are going to roll out our candidate, our manifesto, and our ideas and our solutions to help tackle the issues facing Barbadians. We expect to go head-to-head with the Prime Minister in terms of leadership, what we could provide to the people, and therefore persons across Barbados could expect, like, you know, the full works from the new National Party come election time.
Interim political leader of the new National Party, Kimar Stewart. Solidarity between Caribbean islands remains the strongest tool against natural disasters. The observation has come from representative and country director of World Food Programme Caribbean, Brian Bogart. Mr. Bogart was speaking to Starcom Network News following the official opening of the Caribbean Regional Logistics Hub and Center of Excellence at the Grantley Antunes International Airport yesterday.
I think if there's one part of the world that I've worked in, and I've worked in many different regions and many different countries, I think people of the Caribbean live and breathe emergency preparedness. I think there's also a tremendous amount of solidarity between Caribbean nations, and whenever there's an impact, right, we can see how the country, the neighboring country, jumps to the aid of the affected country. And I think that's the most important form of preparedness that we can imagine, right? But we are working very closely with SEDIMA and with governments across the region, investing in preparedness. And I think we are in a position where we can come together and support, as we have in previous emergencies, to meet whatever impact that we might face in the coming year.
Representative and Country Director of World Food Programme Caribbean, Brian Bogart. And finally, four children are among the dozens of people injured after a car plowed into a crowd at a Liverpool FC parade. The Northwest Ambulance Service says 27 people were taken to hospital and two suffered serious injuries, including one child. The Merseyside police say a 53-year-old white British man has been arrested and believed to be the driver of the vehicle. Authorities say the incident is not being treated as terrorism.
This had been a joyous day in Liverpool, with hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets to celebrate Liverpool Football Club's victory parade. Sadly, as the parade was drawing to a close, we received reports that a car had been in a collision with a number of pedestrians on Water Street in Liverpool city centre. A number of people have been injured and were taken to hospital. In addition, a large number of people of all ages were treated at the scene but did not require hospital treatment. The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle.
That report from the BBC. Recapping the headlines. Government set to inject $40 million into the recently announced Resilience and Regeneration Fund. St. John residents call for greater business opportunities. A former prime minister slams government over republic process and constitution delay. The new National Party readying itself for the call of a general election. And in England, a car plows into fans at a Liverpool Football Club parade, leaving 27 people hospitalized. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.